I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is this, number 13?
Oh, for real?
I don't know. I think it is, though. I think so. Here we go. Oh, there we go.
Hey, just vibe with it.
No.
Jess, I used to be so cool. You don't even know.
I don't know. If I
used
believe
to
you.
Slay it.
I don't believe you.
Back in the day at the clubs.
I don't believe you.
Hey, welcome to episode 13, we think, of Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Yeah, I used to be so fucking cool.
Ew.
You would have been like, who is that stud? I'd like to.
No, I still would have been like, can you chill the fuck out?
You calm down. I was wild, man. Like back in my heyday, I would say age 21 to 24 before I started doing morning radio, which ruined my life.
Hey, I mean, there's no choice in that. If you got to wake up early in the morning, your ass has to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I didn't have to. I used to work nights. I used to be the night show, the sexy nighttime DJ. I don't think I smashed anybody.
So you weren't cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in my head I was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to do nighttime radio. And so I'd be on from like 7 p.m. to like midnight, right? And then I would go host club nights from, let's see, it'd be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'd be hosting club nights. And I was getting like trashed. I'm trying to think though, but I made out with one girl.
Trashed?
Yeah, I was trashed. I made out with a lot of girls actually. I'd make out. There was one girl. Remember that one girl I told you about that ended up having a boyfriend in prison?
Yeah. Psycho?
Yeah, I messed around with her.
Why are you always putting yourself in these situations?
No, because no one healthy ever enters my life.
Oh my goodness.
It's always completely unhealthy humans. That's okay. The only women that are attracted to me. I swear to God that's true.
Oh no.
I find like the most unhealthy women. Like Miss California, she's good. Like she, as of now.
And now look at you over here trying to keep her as far away from you as possible.
Why? So why am I like this?
It's your fault.
Why am I like this?
I don't know. You need to fix that. You create the situations in your life, honestly, 99% of the time.
I know.
And I just don't know what to do about it anymore.
Because think about how dramatic it was.
I don't know what to do anymore.
With the first girl. Like it was so dramatic. You don't even know the half how dramatic that situation was.
No, I know.
But I was like so into it.
I know.
My ex-wife, so drama, so into it.
Oh, I know.
You got Miss California, a couple of these girls, you know their names, the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Got their shit together, nice.
And you're like, I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know.
I need clarity.
It's a situationship. I don't know.
God.
But we get in a fight and I'm like, yes.
You're terrible.
I love you.
Marry. Fix that.
Marry me. I'm working on it.
Good.
Today, well, I need to talk about a couple different things. Today we're going to talk about the word bitch.
Yes.
And I want to have a very serious, educated discussion over the word.
Yeah.
Because it got me in some trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to like come at like a neutral territory with that word.
Yeah.
So like if that word already made you feel like, ugh, no, I'm not coming at this from like a derogatory or negative, or putting woman down point of view.
I think we also have to acknowledge that everyone is going to feel different about it.
Yes.
And everyone has a right to feel the way they do about using it in any way if
yes.
you choose to.
But I feel like the other podcasts aren't talking about this. They're not hitting the hard-hitting issues like bitch. So we're gonna hit it.
Yeah.
I got a question though for you first, and I don't know. We didn't talk about this beforehand. But I'm just genuinely curious about mm-hmm. something that I thought about as we were starting the show.
So
let's go to the radio side really quick, because we just accidentally recorded something that I don't know if we're gonna play back or not. But Jess was trying to include Garage Boy in on her family Christmas card, and right before we started the podcast, we were like, well, why don't we call you? Because she was afraid her dad might not, because her dad's like super protective. And we were like, well, why don't we, let's just call him and like see if it like turns into anything. And so I was like recording, and it didn't, like, the conversation did not go well, because
no, he was not happy about it.
We didn't really give him a heads up that we're calling. We did, but he didn't know why we're calling.
Yeah, and he was working.
He was busy.
It was just honestly, the worst time I could call him, I called him. He was flustered. He was pissed. Bad.
I don't know if we're going to play it back or not on the show or not, but it was not good. But I, because Jess's dad is like super protective over her. And so I asked her the question. I said, what would your dad do if you got pregnant right now before you and Garage Boy were even engaged?
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of talked through that. And what'd you say? Just a quick summary. That's not the point I want to bring up. But
I said that I feel like he would just be really scared.
Yeah.
And that would dictate on how he would kind of take out those feelings on me, whether angry, you know, upset, whatever. I just think he would be really scared because Garage Boy and I are just out here on our own.
Yeah.
So
here's a real ass question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you got pregnant right now?
I would.
What would you do? Like, for real, for real.
And I think about that. It's like a serious thought.
You're not a kid. You're an adult. Like, it's not like, oh my God, your life wouldn't be like, but like, you're just in like a weird, well, two things. Number one, you're a little emotional. I don't know if you know. Careful. It's period week. So we know you're not pregnant. But I'm just curious, like, what you would do. Jess is a little emotionally careful.
Mm-hmm. Strong.
That wasn't the word I was looking for.
Why? What?
Strong,
you know,
is
what?
Not the word. I was
Hold
gonna
on,
say
pause.
I was hang on. No,
what?
I was gonna say you're emotionally immature.
Really?
But that's not the word I'm looking for.
You're fucking wrong.
You know what?
Let me pause this podcast for a second. Okay. I'm so, like, I think that I may seem a little, my emotions may seem a little extravagant to people.
Yes.
Because people just don't talk about their emotions as much as I do. I firmly believe that people feel as much as I do and go through all that crazy shit, but they just keep it inside. When I say that shit out loud.
You just, yes.
I say it out loud.
Okay, it's fair.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, to me, if I'm just being, I'm just going to be real with you.
Fine.
Like, you just seem so young to me. Like, you don't seem like straight up 28 to me. You seem like 22.
I'm 27.
27, that's why.
But I am.
You don't see, like, you just come off a tad careful.
What?
Immature.
How?
Because there's some 27-year-olds right now. They got like three kids. They got like real ass stuff going on. Like, we sitting here and talking to microphone. Like, don't listen. I'm not sitting here as the voice of maturity here by
I
any
know.
Means. My shirt is literally for 22-year-olds. So, like,
yeah.
I'm not sitting here trying. I'm just saying, I would feel really uncomfortable with you being pregnant right now, just for your own sake.
Okay.
So what would you do? Honestly, like, what would you do if you got pregnant? And we're not even, like, we don't have people here right now.
I know.
It's like me, you. What are you going to do, call Tom?
No, I know.
Tom going to babysit for you, our boss?
No, this has been a serious thought in my head.
Should we print and call Tom and tell him you're pregnant?
No. No. Don't.
He'd be so concerned.
I know. He'd be like, no, watch Tom be like, Jess, we will build a nursery in the studio.
He would, too.
He would, because he's down like that.
Yeah.
I'd have thought about that before. And honestly, that was one of the things that I thought about before moving out here, is if that were to happen to me.
Because you want kids.
How would I handle that? Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, obviously, I do have that included in my life. And so that's something that I will have to face at a certain point. And it is a serious concern because I don't have family around for that kind of support. So it would be hard.
I feel like when you and Garage Boy are in like a good place, I'm not worried about the family aspect. I know you want probably want to be near your family, but you guys, when you're both like mentally checked off the list, like, okay, we're ready and like we planned it, like that might be one thing. But like right now in this situation, it's pretty tricky. Y'all been together. Careful. It's not 11 yet. It's 10 months and 29 days.
Yeah. So
what would you do?
Would
you leave?
I don't know.
You stay here?
Mm-hmm. Like, let's say I got pregnant. Let's say I took a pregnancy test today.
Yeah, and you're pregnant.
And I was pregnant. I would stay here.
First off, if you did that shit off the air, I'd be so mad at you.
No. This is another thing, too. Some side. When I posted a picture of me holding a pie on Facebook, and somebody was like, I thought it was a sonogram. Y'all know me better. You know damn well I will announce my pregnancy on the air. Like, come on, y'all. I'm gonna live stream that shit.
I got mad at Jess the other day because I was listening to her podcast, Low Key, and there was one called Pregnancy Test. And
I took
a pregnancy test off the air, though. I had no idea this was going on.
Yeah, and I should have told you about that.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's all right. It's fine.
Yeah, because we do everything together.
I know.
It's fine.
Why wasn't I there?
I know. You should have been there.
She'd be outside the bathroom door like, Jessica, I'm here.
Yeah, it's fine. I do think that, no, I don't think you could ever really be prepared to have a kid. I think in a lot of situations, they make the decision, okay, let's do this, whatever. We are quote unquote ready. But I think a lot of the times, it kind of happens and you're not ready and then you grow into being ready. I feel like I'm 27 and
I just feel like you lose your fucking mind.
No. So one thing that does scare me is because I am the way I am right now, how I will be emotional, how I will act emotionally as a pregnant person is a concern of mine.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
And I know that. And so
you're going to work from home at that time.
I don't know what that's going to be like.
It's going to be a lot.
Like, we would kill each other. It's going to be crazy.
So would you just like, you just live your life?
I would be a mom.
You'd just be coming in here.
But
working?
Honestly, I am terrified, but I also believe that if I were to get pregnant right now, then that's meant for me right now. And that's how I live my life. If that is what God does for me in that time, then I'm meant to be a mom right now. And honestly, I would, like, if I get pregnant, I will document that shit, because I will also though, I'm not gonna pretend that I'm like totally ready and I know everything. I would ask questions and I would express like my fears and I would express
would you
my
express
concerns.
Or would you exploit?
I would explode. Because it is scary to me.
I think that would be like the three options Jess would go in between. She'd be like, express, exploit, and explode. Like, you go in between one of those three just constantly.
Honest, because I've thought about this before, not so much exploit, but like, we have access to so many people that I would lean on people for advice because I know.
But you'd be doing hella content about being pregnant. Well, you'd be like.
And that's the thing too.
Baby photo.
Well, yeah, but I also think it's a scary thing, especially for a female, no matter what age you are. And I wouldn't be afraid to talk about that. And I would I would do it. Like, you know, you can't prepare for that. You know, I think one thing is, though, I would do my best to try to like be the best mom that I could and be as accepting and all those kinds of things. And I'm excited to have kids because I want to be as aware of their feelings and allow them to be the person that they want to be. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I care about the kind of human I'm putting on the planet.
Sure.
And so I think I don't want to fuck that up.
No, you'll be a great mom. I'm just, if it's not planned, I'm just wondering how you are going to react.
I will freak the fuck out.
Yeah, like you're
going to
be like really, really like.
Totally. It'll be really, really scary, but I also would step up and do what I have to do.
That's like what I think about, like with Garage Boy. Like, what would he do?
He would do the same thing.
He'd be like, "It's cool."
He'd be like, "All right." You know,
he's not a man of many emotions.
He's just like
that Garage Boy.
Like, all right, well, I guess I'm a dad now. Put that in my bio. Cool.
He would.
Like,
yeah, he's pretty chill.
And that, you know, that's part of the confidence that I have in our relationship, and also coming out here with him. I wouldn't be with someone that I feel would not rise to the occasion in this kind of situation.
Yeah,
you know
good.
What I'm saying?
He'd be good. It's just, I see y'all so young. I'm getting so damn old now. It's like, I'm like, y'all are too young to have kids. You're fucking 27. Like, that's old as fuck.
I know it's scary, but like, I would do it and I would fucking kill it.
Yeah. I think about that shit now. At 37, if I got a girl pregnant, I don't know, man.
Exactly. I'm more afraid for you than I am for myself.
I am too. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't even think about it. I don't talk about it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
You know, I'm gonna have a, you know, be streaming live in the living room.
Of course
though, right?
You would. But I'm talking about like even back in the day, like when I was dating, I was nervous as shit all the time.
Yeah.
If I hook up with somebody.
No, that's because you're having sex with people that you don't feel confident in having children with, which is just stupid.
Is it or is it awesome? Because that's typically the sex partners I choose.
I hate you.
Is the ones I don't feel confident in having children with.
I hate you.
Like, who the hell has sex with somebody there? Who is like, I would like to sleep with you. I'm confident that I would like to have children. Just no one does that.
Okay, it's fine.
When you were in the garage, were you thinking about having kids with him?
No.
Exactly. Speaking of Garage Boy,
what the fuck is going on in the garage?
I just don't know. And there's got to be somebody listening that's got some clarity on this.
Yeah.
Because we don't. I don't know. I was literally shook off my ass.
And if you had a hand in this, you need to call us.
You need to be honest with this. And I'm not mad about it. I'm really excited. I'm just utterly confused right now.
I think it's the best thing that's ever happened in 2020.
Probably.
And I'll tell you why.
With as shitty as this year's been, it probably is the best thing that's actually happened to the whole entire planet.
It blew my mind.
So here I am, okay, and in case you don't know, I've got a podcast called Certified Mama's Boy.
Here's Kramer in his home working on his very well acclaimed podcast with his mother that he spends hours on.
I mean, I spend probably 4 hours a day on. Now, keep in mind, the radio show takes, you know, 6-7 hours. The podcast takes about 3-5 hours, depending on how busy it is that day.
And then after, Kramer and I prep for the show.
Yeah.
So you are constantly creating.
I'm just constantly making shit up.
Yes.
So I work really hard. I put a lot of pride into my podcast. I do it because I love it. I'm really proud of it. And I think it's going to grow into a really big, exciting brand. So I'm excited about it. I love doing it with my mom and whatever. So when my podcast has a win of whatever that is, a new advertiser, even like a new certified fan, which is like our fan club, I take it all they're all very exciting milestones for me. Now, a couple of months ago, with the help of this other podcast called The Upside, that I'm kind of like a sister podcast to me or whatever, we were able to get into this magazine called Podcast Magazine, which is like the official podcast magazine. It just covers different podcasts and whatever. And I think when I first got on the charts, I was number like 15 or something. And I was like, wow, it's all fan voted, by the way.
Yeah, which I think is the most special thing on the planet.
Absolutely.
Because we care about you. And
yes.
The fact that you care about us is like, you'll never
it's
understand
crazy.
How much that means to us.
I was like, it was such a cool moment.
Yeah.
And since then, like, I've been working really hard to like motivate my listeners to like keep us high on the chart, because we're kind of the underdog podcast. We're not sponsored by these big corporations and stuff. Like, we're out here with me and my mom and my Yeti microphone in my damn bedroom trying to get something off the ground over here.
Yeah.
And so it means a lot. Well, we've climbed to the number 2 spot on the podcast charts. And that's really where I want to stay, because number 1 is our sister podcast. I never want to mess with them. But between the two of us, we've really made this like awesome podcasting network. Now, when we started the radio show, I got with all of my people and with his people, and we said, listen, let's get this podcast, Kramer and Jess Uncensored, onto the charts. It was really important. And, you know, we came on the podcast and we told you to vote for us, and we were so excited that instantly this podcast went to number 3.
Especially having that support, coming out here doing something new and taking a chance on us, that meant a lot to us.
It was so cool. And like, obviously you guys made us look so good with this company. Like, wow, they y'all, we're beating out podcasts like Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, Call Her Daddy. I mean, we're talking about these huge, huge shows. What's another one we beat out? Another big one was Call Her Daddy and I forget. There's another like really big one that's always on the charts. We're always beating them. And I'm just like, wow. Because it's all fan voted. Like, you guys are just the best. You're just the best humans ever.
The best support and the best family.
So this month of December,
I'm
sitting here and I get texted from my buddy Jeff that does the Upside podcast. The list, because he's on it. He's like always on it. And he sends it to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, cool. Here we are. The Upside number 1. It is Certified Mama's Boy number 2. And it is Kramer and Jess Uncensored number 3. We are the top 3, and that makes me so happy every month.
Yeah. And who was that?
No, I keep scrolling. Okay. I'm happy to see our buddy Hula.
Yeah.
Hula's on there.
What number?
He's like number 6 or 7.
Dope.
He's doing great. He's climbing up the charts too.
Yeah.
All of these radio podcast because we do all have such a special bond, are doing really well on here. Is there somebody else on the radio that has one that's on there? Mystic Michaela's on there.
Oh, yes.
Love her.
Yes.
Okay. And I keep scrolling because I just want to see if I know any of these other podcasts by name. And it said number 37. 67. Which one?
37.
Number 37. It said In the Garage with, what's his name?
Gerald what's Cordova.
Yeah, Gerald Cordova. And I said,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? I said, hold up. Now, for some of y'all listening, you're like, what does that mean? I can't take this topic seriously. It said, In the Garage by Gerald Cordova. I said, what?
Yeah.
Because I know that name.
That's Garage
Boys. I don't know him as that name.
That's Garage Boys Podcast.
That is literally Garage Boys Podcast.
That he records sitting on the floor in our closet with his gaming microphone on. Headsets.
Y'all, he beat out Call Her Daddy, which is like this huge podcast.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Now, let's take a step back on, because I think actually in a previous episode, we listened to his podcast, and it started as a joke.
No, yeah. When we first got here, yeah, they were like, you should make a podcast called In the Garage.
Yeah.
And it'll be hilarious.
It should be, and we said what it should really be. The idea behind it was like, he should basically talk shit on us.
Yeah.
You know, and like tell like the true story, like, oh, I know Jess said this on the radio, but here's the real truth. Or like give his version of the story, or yes, like,
which he's done on a couple of things.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was it, but it was like, it was a complete joke.
Yeah. It was just something that we mentioned.
I turn around and this man's number damn 37 on the podcast charts.
Yo.
Who is voting for Garage Boy?
Now, listen, when I saw that, I literally, that was probably one of the most happiest moments that I've had this year, because for me, for people to just appreciate and love someone that's literally just being himself. He is like authentically himself, talking about whatever the fuck he wants to say. And for people just to fuck with somebody else being themselves is such a beautiful thing to me. Like when you listen to it, he's just talking, and that's how he normally talks. And he's like eating. He's like talking about.
I've listened to a couple episodes.
It's all over the place.
It's the most rambling,
random,
long paused.
But so easygoing.
Yes.
Like so relaxing.
I love it.
It's so relaxing.
It has like lounge music in it. Like I remember I listened to just kind of make fun of it, right? Because this guy he's a damn plane engineer. What's he do? Something with planes or some shit.
Yeah, he works in aerospace.
And so this man ain't no broadcaster. He doesn't know. He's not an entertainer. So I was like, it's cute. I'm going to listen and support him, right? And I listened to a couple of minutes. I couldn't stop listening. It's like a damn trance when you listen to that thing. I can't listen to it before bed. No, I can't listen to it if I don't have time, because I can't pause it.
No.
There's no way out. Like once you're in, you're in.
Yeah, you're sucked in.
But who is voting for Garage Boy?
Please call us and please tell me and please tell us why. And also, I love you so much. And I think this has like been, I just think that's the coolest thing on the planet.
But your podcast is not on the chart.
No.
And that's the part that really confuses me.
So I'm not.
Sad girl, a.k.a. Loki. Jess's podcast is so fucking emotional.
Listen,
can't listen to that before bed or I'll cry all
no,
night.
No, that's what I mean. I'm not even mad about it. I don't, you know, my podcast wasn't on there. I think the people listening to my podcast are too busy, like having a moment after they listen to my podcast.
Devote.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's okay.
But In the Garage is it's not a lot.
I think we serve different purposes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not quite sure what your purpose or his purpose is, to be honest with you. But I was literally shook over that. I was very literally shook. So, you might want to go, they could be a thing. I don't know. In the Garage may actually be a real ass podcast.
It's so cool. And a lot of people only know a little bit about him, but he knows so much about culture and entertainment and music.
He's really smart.
And sports. And he's just a very, very smart, educated human being, and you only get to know that little by little because he only opens up to you little by little, but it's so worth the wait.
But it's called In the Garage, y'all. You have to remember how that name even came about.
That's what I'm saying. And like, nobody on that list knows. They're probably like, In the Garage, does he like cars? No, fool, he got a fucking blowjob in the garage. That's why, you know what I'm saying? Like, the audacity. Like, what the fuck? The fact that he changed his Instagram name to Garage Boy.
He has a shirt with
it
on there.
He has a shirt that says Garage. Like, he has just blown the shit out of proportion.
And this all started when Jess told us this story on our Channel 933 podcast. And I called him Garage Boy. I was like, his nickname's Garage Boy. And it's just like,
it's exploded.
And now here he is with a podcast that's creeping up in my territory. And I'm just like, wow.
That he goes into our closet, shuts the door. He takes notes. Yeah, he takes notes throughout the week about things he wants to talk about, and then he just goes off.
It's wild, man. Well, thank you for voting for us, for making us the number 3 podcast in the country. I think that's really cool.
It's, and for being there for us,
super
honestly.
Special. And see, if you want to vote, I am actually I'll plea on this podcast too, because Certified Mama's Boy is going to be featured. I have a featured article in January's
really?
Edition of it. So we want to make sure that like our podcast stay on the top of the charts, because if they fall off, it'd be really super awkward. So if you want to vote for us, I don't know if we'll this episode off show notes or not, but you can just text. Why don't you just text my number? Just text the word vote to 888-Kramer-8. 888-Kramer-8. And you just click on the link, and it takes off 2 seconds. But vote for Certified Mama's Boy. Vote for Kramer and Jess Uncensored. They only get one other spot. Who are we going to have them vote for?
It's whoever you want to vote for. If it's Garage Boy,
I want
Boy,
you on the chart.
It's Garage
You're the
Boy.
Professional.
If it's me, it's me. No, I think.
Or do we just get Garage Boy like number 4 on the chart?
Listen,
we could totally do that and just like completely fuck with the podcast community, because you know,
and blow their fucking mind.
There are a lot of people there that are like, they're like serious ass podcasters.
No, I know.
So part of me kind of wants to say go vote for In the Garage.
Yeah, I think so.
Just
too.
To like get it right up there. Then literally. We'll have 3 of the 4 top spots.
Yeah, just whatever's in your heart. It doesn't matter who it is. Just better be one of us.
Yeah. Don't be voting for nobody else's bullshit podcast.
Man, what? I love you guys so much.
It's
That's
crazy.
So
I mean,
dope.
It's cool. If you really take it in, it's very cool.
Yeah.
Like what we are building, just to get serious for a second, then we'll talk about bitch and take it back down to our trash level.
Before we get to bitch.
Yeah. And we're the number 3 podcast. How's that make you feel?
I don't know.
It's cool. What we've built here is something that's very cool. And I was super worried when we got let go in San Diego. I just didn't know what was going to happen. I knew I had a lot of people that supported me, but I was like, where does this go?
Yeah.
Like, radio is such a weird, scary, vulnerable state because you put so much into it. You have to. Like, you've got to live your whole life on the air and, like, put everything you have into it. And so, but it's scary. Then when these radio stations get all moody and unfairly let you go, you are extremely vulnerable because you no longer have your platform. So when we launched this podcast and we teamed up with Jeff, who is also was another guy that got let, extremely talented guy that got let go. And then Hula came in too and started his own podcast. We all just kind of like started sharing. And now we've got people coming in from Baltimore that are part of like this little family that we've made that sticks outside of any radio station. It's like bigger than any station now, you know? And like, we're doing it, and like, we're doing it by ourselves. I mean, obviously with this podcast, it's a little different because it's still owned by Intercom. So let's be nice.
Yeah.
But it's just really cool. We just appreciate you guys so much for all the support. It's been a crazy year, to say the least, but like what's coming out of this, between the new radio show and the podcast and the little community we have, it's just really cool. So
yeah,
thank you. All right, bitches.
Thank
here we
you
go.
So much.
Let's talk about bitches for a minute.
Okay, there we go.
How do we feel about the word bitch?
It is a touchy subject.
I am learning that.
Yes, it's super, and everyone's different. Everyone has the right to feel the way that they feel about it, and it's very situational. Sometimes you allow one person to say it and another person not.
So,
you know?
Like, is it kind of like, and I'm going to go extreme here, but go with me. Is it kind of like the N-word?
No.
Okay.
I
feel like it might, because the N-word is based in racism.
I don't want to compare it to the N-word because the N-word is on its completely different. I feel like that will always be in a different realm.
Okay.
So I don't think anything is comparable to that.
Okay.
Bitch is like in a different type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Let me explain my backstory of how we got here, and then we're going to break this down. Because I want to have a free discussion about the word bitch.
And you want to be educated about it.
Yes. And I just think that we need to talk about it. I just think that no one's like having a discussion about it. And honestly, it's not like the N-word where it's like wildly offensive. It's just offensive to some people, right?
Yes.
It's not a universal offensive.
Right.
Like some other words are.
In some situations, it's a term of endearment.
And that's where it comes in.
Yes.
So, I... Mm-hmm. We'll use the word casually with some people. One of those people is one Jessica Dutra.
Me.
I will call her bitch a lot.
Every day.
Multiple times a day.
Bitch, the first thing you say to me in the morning is,
sup, bitch.
I swear to you guys, literally, the first, that is how we greet each other every single morning.
Sup, bitch. Every time she calls me, sup, bitch.
Yeah, every morning. That's how we talk to each other.
That's how it goes. I probably call you a bitch 5 times a day.
Yeah, easy. And me, same.
You call me a bitch 5 times a day.
Always.
And we're cool with it.
Yeah, I stay calling you a bitch.
And sometimes you just call me a bitch. Yeah. You're like, you're being a bitch. And I'm like, oh,
I do.
I feel comfortable using that word as a term of endearment or as like a bitch please. Mm-hmm. Now, same word, different use.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Like, bitch. Like.
Yeah. Bitch please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay? Sup, bitch. Mm-hmm. And bitch please. Different connotation, same bitch category.
However, the tone that you use is detrimental. What did we learn that day?
One time I called Jess bitch.
And we learned that day.
She got so mad.
That the tone.
I said bitch.
No,
what did I say?
No, but you know what the thing is, though, was like that was an off day. You were in a mood. You were being a fucking brat. And then you called me a bitch. But the tone was
aggravating. Still, it was still in the same sense of trying to call her like Jess, but I said bitch instead.
No, but he just did it. It was just bad though. Like his behavior was bad that day.
Your behavior was also a bad bitch.
Whatever. We were having a bad fucking day, and the way he said it to me,
because what happened was
tone.
I was like, I think I was looking down, like looking at something, and I was like, bitch, yeah, this tea's coming in a couple seconds, and she didn't respond. I was like, bitch.
Yes. That tone right there.
Yes.
Not okay. What you just fucking said. So when he said that, I was like, I did the shit. And I was like, you are not allowed to call me bitch for the rest of the day. And you are never allowed to use that term. Otherwise, you will lose bitch privileges. And you haven't done it since. But I got pissed. And that was a good learning day.
You legit were mad.
No, I got pissed at you. And that was a good learning day because we needed to have that. We needed to know that separation.
How many people have already stopped listening to this podcast episode?
I know.
You said bitch too many times.
I know.
No, but I'm serious. I'm trying to have an educated conversation about this. Because it is kind of confusing.
Yeah, it is.
So that time... I used it in the same connotation.
That you use with me.
Wrong tone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong.
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you where now it becomes an issue.
Yes.
Because there's this woman that I'm in a situationship with some time.
Oh, my God.
We're going on.
Stop
it. I got her a Christmas present, so it was serious enough last year, I guess.
Oh, God. Okay.
But like her and I, obviously, I mean, we're trying to figure out we won't be boyfriend or girlfriend, so we're pretty comfortable with each other.
Right.
And the other day, I don't remember, it's been a couple of weeks now. I wanted to bring this topic up for a while.
But he was scared.
But I said something. I was like, bitch, you better blah, 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 blah.
See.
Like, but that's the first time I've ever used
that term with her. Mm-hmm.
And she was not having it.
No, she wasn't. And
Her. She's like, what did you say?
Because.
And I was like, bitch.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? Don't call me a bitch.
Uh-huh.
And she was like genuinely upset. Now, things got kind of, because to me, I use that term freely with like my my real ones.
Right.
Like I would say if you're the top 5 percentile females in my life, mm-hmm. I use that term pretty freely with you, right?
Yeah.
So I felt comfortable using that word, and then I felt dumb after she like had to reprimand me. So then I kind of got in the mood about it, and mm-hmm. then the night just like what we were about to say goodbye anyway, so whatever. Next day we had to have a conversation about it. She wasn't happy about it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want to explain to you. And I'm not going to go in too much.
Yeah, because that's personal.
It's her business. But like that term has got a very painful connotation to it.
Yes.
With some stuff in her past. We'll say it like that. And so she's like, I just want to just explain to you like why that was so triggering to me. And she explained it to me. And I was like, oh, shit. You know, I had no idea. Like, yeah. obviously no harm intended. I use it just comfortably because I was comfortable with her.
Yeah. Did you use me as an example? You're like, well, I called Jess.
Yeah.
Bitch all the
yeah.
Time.
I was like, literally, Jess says it's fine.
No, hell no.
No, but it's true. Like, I've used that word very comfortably with my top 5 percentile of female friends.
With your female friends.
So that's not okay with her. I just have to know when is it okay.
Yeah.
And this is like honestly why this podcast is so important. And I never thought I'd say that because this podcast is so not important. But truly.
It is to us.
Well, I think it's because no one's having this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, how are we supposed to know how every woman feels about that word?
You don't.
Like, are most women offended by that word? Like, if you're, like, who can use that word with you and who can't?
Yeah.
Because Jess and I use it 99% of the time.
Yes.
With no problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
So what are most women, and this is where you call or you text us, okay? Our phone number, 855-Kramer-Jess. 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 Prefer phone calls, but you can text. How do you feel about the word bitch?
Yeah.
Honestly, like, how do you feel? And I'm not, we can all agree, I think, if I'm like, bitch.
Right, and you, but that's not what you're saying.
If somebody says that, that's an instant like, I'm going to give that a.
Yeah.
Okay? I'll do it one more time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. But if I go to Jess and I'm like, sup, bitch.
Yeah, I'm all, hey, bitch.
That is accepted.
Yeah.
So.
How do you know?
How do you know?
You don't.
So should I just not use it?
Unfortunately, it's all trial and error, player, because I think it depends on the relationship also, though, too. Is obviously Miss California has a different personal experience with it, which I understand and a lot of people do, you know? But I don't want Garage Boy calling me bitch.
So, like, could he ever use that term with you?
No.
No, there's no situation.
I don't.
I'm going to run through a couple different situations. And you tell me if any of these are appropriate, okay?
Well, okay.
Here we go. Comes home from work, he's like, sup, bitch?
Mm-mm.
Okay. You guys are in a fight. He's like, you're not in a fight, but he's like, you're being a little emotional. He's like, you're being a bitch.
Hell no.
Can't tell you're being one.
No.
Okay. What happens if you guys are having sex? He's like, yeah, bitch.
Ew, no.
No. Okay. All right.
No. And I don't know what the difference is. I don't know why it makes me feel different, but I don't want him using that term with me. It would piss me off versus you and I literally say bitch every 5 seconds.
But why?
Also, though, too, like my best friend Jarrell, he's like, hey, bitch. I'm like, hey, bitch. Me and Stephanie, my best friend Stephanie, every time I FaceTime her, I'm like, bitch, you want to know what fucking Kramer's doing today?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
no problem. You love it.
It's a term of endearment. And it's like those are my best friends. But with Garage Boy, and even though he's my best friend, somehow that word turns into degrading and I don't want to hear that come from his mouth. And so I don't know why that's different, but it is. And what sucks though too is I think you have to wait and see how it depends. It all depends on your friendship because some women don't like using that term, whether it's in jest or you're being playful or what, they just don't like it, period.
Do you feel like woman to woman you've used it before and it wasn't right? Does that make sense?
I have never been in that situation because every female I've said bitch to, like, both of us were saying it to each other.
Is down?
Yeah.
Let's call Steph. You want to?
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll answer.
Oh my God.
I love her. And I want you, when she answers, I want you to say, sup, bitch, and let's just see if she says it back to you.
Okay,
comfortably.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you tell her we're calling?
No, should I text her?
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
You know she won't answer an unknown call. She's too smart for that.
Yeah, she knows better. Steph, by the way, I don't know if she's going to say yes or no, but Steph is our, she used to work with us over at Channel 933.
In San Diego. Slash, she's my best friend in the whole world.
Yeah. And I don't know if she's going to respond fast enough. It's 9:30 over there. They think there she goes.
Oh, she goes,
what's up?
Okay, say, can we call her?
I just said that. Can we call you? Oh, damn.
Why? No, what's she do? She in church?
I don't know if she wants me to tell you what she got to do. But
no, it's bad.
I just don't know if she wants me to say her business.
Yeah, don't say it on the podcast.
I don't think so.
No.
I'm just curious. I'd like to hear her point of view on this, too, on this term.
I know.
Is there another female we can call that would be easy to hop on with us right now on that term?
Ooh, can we call... Does Miguel call you bitch?
Actually, that is a gay term too. Now that's completely different.
Honestly, I don't think it depends. I don't think it's if you're gay or if you're straight. I just think it's on your relationship and if you're down or not.
Let me see. I don't know if he's gonna answer either. I'm just trying to get somebody else's opinion on this.
But does he call you that?
Yeah, we will say bitch to one another.
See,
Cap, very comfortably.
Exactly.
I'm just gonna call. I don't know what she's doing. She playing over. She's trying to get me to have a whole text conversation over here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm recording the number 3 podcast in the country.
Oh my god.
She over here all like, how's your day? Like,
I hate no.
We ain't here for all that. I ain't here for no pleasantries today.
Stop.
Not even one of them.
What's up?
Hey, bitch.
What's going on?
Hey. Tell her what the fuck you want to know, player.
How do you feel about the word bitch?
I love the word bitch if it's to my bitches, duh.
I'm so glad you're on here, by the way.
That's what I said.
No, we just brought you up because we're talking about like where the word bitch is appropriate and where it's not.
And I gave an example of every time I talk to you, I'm like, hey, bitch. You're like, hey, bitch.
Yeah. Like, what is your, like, but what about James, your boyfriend, or your husband? Now, your husband now. I'm not used to saying husband.
See, that's her
he
husband.
Was boyfriend last time.
Nah.
What? How is that term? Do you guys call each other bitch?
Oh, of course. On the daily, like, he's my best friend. Of course I call him bitch.
So, like, we've said the word bitch so many times in this podcast. We're going to win an award for most bitches used. how would you use it in your relationship, though?
When we're messing around, of course, if it's not like we're in a serious conversation, yeah. Like, oh my God, you're such a bitch. No, never. It would be the context of like, bitch, did you see Jessica's post the other day?
Because Jess said she won't use that in her relationship, but she'll use it with her friends. So what do you think that's about?
Yeah.
I think it's a comfortability thing, too. I mean, me and James are married now, and one of the things about...
He earned it.
Like, yeah. Yeah, you learn, like, over the time, like, you have your boundaries of the relationship, and you have your boundaries of friendship, and I think, you know, he's earned the bitch word, so
okay.
I give him the bitch, like, hey, bitch, what's going on?
Because, like, how long, Jess, do you think in your relationship with Stephanie, do you think that you started calling her bitch?
Ooh, girl, when did we become friends? After I was being all crazy and not letting you get close to me and shit.
I would say you probably didn't start getting or opening up to me until like when we started working on a show together, like a couple months in. Probably, I would say like a year after we knew
about
each other.
About a year. Okay, so after a year, is that like when the bitch comfortability?
But I think it's because during that time you're getting to know each other. You are learning each other's humor.
Yeah.
You're learning each other's background. You know what I'm saying? Because I have some female friends that I'm very close to that I would never call bitch because that's just not their jam.
Let's call them next.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just call them bitch and see what happens.
No.
Well, okay, so Steph, let me ask you this question then, because, you know, Jess says that word is off limits constantly in her relationship. You say it's fine. Can James, your husband, call you bitch in the bedroom?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Is that different?
You know what?
Because, like, how's that going to hit in that moment?
I would not like that.
If he's like, yeah, bitch, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting. I've never really thought of that. And now I'm thinking if he's ever called me that, and I just didn't even hear it.
I will be honest. I'm going to speak as the only man on the show right now.
Oh my God.
There is something very gratifying about using that word in the bedroom.
And I don't know. Fucking crazy ass over here. Not everybody's crazy like you.
I only do it when I'm at like a level 10. It's not like a normal thing, right?
Oh, so you said it to Miss California in the bedroom?
I don't think her.
Okay, you careful. Better not.
let's not pull up who I said it to where. But,
I'm trying to get him caught up.
This is disgusting. I don't want to be part of this conversation.
I'm just genuinely curious. Like, if you can say it in your normal relationship, then I think it should also be fine in the bedroom, even though it obviously has a different connotation altogether. That bitch in the bedroom is different than like, what's up, bitch?
But it just depends on if the woman wants that and if she likes that, and some just aren't down.
Yeah.
I think, too, it's a matter, like, it's context. Like, if it's in the bedroom, I think it really does depend on, like, where you are in that part of the bedroom or when.
Yeah. You
how you
listen,
say
listen,
it.
Listen, we as guys know we only get like one a year. We got to save it. And it's got to be that it's like an anniversary or something where like you guys are like, just go. You can't just be like, it's 15 minutes before bed. That's not where you pull that word out.
Yeah.
It's got to be used in a very special circumstances.
Ain't no one ever said that to me in the bedroom.
Never.
No.
Oof.
Crazy ass.
Well, you know what, Jessica, I think you might actually find it actually pretty surprising, because like, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I have done it and it was kind of hot.
See?
But you said?
Yeah, no, not I didn't say it.
He said it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I'm thinking about it and I'm like, wow, that was kind of hot. Like, I'm yours. Like,
yes,
whoa, okay.
Yes. But,
so maybe.
But y'all cool. But see, how long were you guys friends, though, before y'all started dating?
Ooh, like almost 10 years.
See, that's what I'm saying. So James and Steph, they already had that friend relationship because, you know what I'm saying?
He earned it.
So that carried on into their marriage.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
okay.
That's true.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a way different situation.
It's different.
And
it's
they
different.
Have similar sense of humor. They have a similar, like, they have similar upbringings, like big families, big friend groups, all that kind of shit.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
So that's why we're having this conversation. Because I feel like everyone's got like a different opinion on how to use that word
because Stephanie Kramer got in trouble because he tried to call Miss California a bitch and his ass got caught up.
I thought it was time, but it was just it was just as like I would say it to you, same kind of thing, like, what's up, bitch? Or I said something along like, bitch, if you don't blah 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 blah, but like in a joking fashion, but she wasn't into it.
She wasn't happy.
No, of course not. If I barely know you, and we don't even live in the same city,
she's not calling me that. Maybe when you call me your girlfriend, then you can say other shit to me when I'm doing this situationship shit.
Maybe if we would live together and you moved me out there, I don't know.
Oh, boy. All right, now I'm outnumbered.
I know. Now we're getting crazy.
This is a bad decision.
Okay, is that my time? Shoot,
that's
I'm sorry.
It. That's all no! time we got for today with no. Steph. Hey, you good, Steph?
Hey, yeah, I'm good. You know, living the Vegas life and COVID is great.
Well, you got to come on more often.
I know. If I get up early enough, too.
Shit. I know.
We
Hello.
Always call you. You sleep.
Uh-huh. I stay sleeping.
All right, bitch. We got to go.
I love you.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Bye, bitches.
That's my best friend. I miss her so. I miss her so much. It hurts my fucking soul. Like, I feel I've been ripped from her.
Miguel is unavailable right now. He's at 15 more minutes, so he's free. So we won't ask. But seriously, listen. This conversation is obviously lighthearted. And I want to say that way. I want this to be a very open conversation about that word.
Yes.
And how it feels. To be like, is it cool in your life? Is it not? Like, I don't know that we have had conversations like this about that word before.
Yeah.
So make sure that you call us 855 Kramer Jess.
Yeah.
855. All you have to actually type in is 855 Kramer J, but that doesn't sound as cool. So
hey.
I'm just saying. You're not oh, wait, wrong bit. This one. That song? Yeah.
I'm going to leave my own message.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, bitch.
What's up, bitch?
I hate you.
We'll come back next time and play some of your calls, and who knows what else we'll get into, kids.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening to episode 13, we think. Jess, how do we get you in your podcast?
Yes. My very exposed emotional journey of a podcast. It's called Low Key. You can get it on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And yeah, follow me on Instagram at Just Do It, JESSDUITT.
There you go. And I'm That Guy Kramer on Instagram. Podcast is Certified Mama's Boy. And we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, bitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.